Tonight we are talking about Shepherds and Kings. I have two Wednesday nights before Christmas to speak, and I was wondering what to share and what to say. And I began to think about this subject, and the song that we just sang, Emmanuel, God with us, and that's what the word Emmanuel means, God with us, is really pictured well in the two groups of people that came and visited Jesus there at Bethlehem. He was visited by shepherds, he was visited by kings. And Jesus himself is the King of Kings, we know that. He also calls himself the Good Shepherd and the Great Shepherd in the New Testament. And it's amazing how, as I thought about those two things, how that those two things are the perfect picture of what God is. He is both our King, and yet he's both our Shepherd. He was both God, he was both man. So turn your Bibles to Luke. Luke chapter 2, it's a very familiar passage. And tonight we are going to be talking about the shepherds. And how they received good tidings of great joy. And of course we know that here in Luke chapter 2 it's talking about the story of Mary and Joseph. They go to Bethlehem, they go there because the Romans say they need to be taxed. They have to go there to register for that. It was really more of a census. And there at Bethlehem, of course, we know they weren't able to find the lodging that they wanted to find. And so instead of being able to go into a house, they were somehow in a place where they would keep animals, either a barn or even a cave, or maybe just in a kind of covering, a lean-to, a shack of some kind. And she had baby Jesus there in the manger. So let's look at verse 7 of Luke chapter 2. And these are, of course, familiar verses for many of us. But I'll read that through verse 20. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in the manger. When they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Probably the two farthest points in human existence at the time that Jesus was born were shepherds and kings. They didn't mingle together. A king would never be a shepherd, and a shepherd would probably never be a king. We know the story of King David in the Old Testament, how he used to be a shepherd, and he became a king out of that. And that was very unusual at that time. It was a picture also of what was going to happen later on, even as Jesus was come. And really, underneath shepherds, there were only beggars and slaves under shepherds. Nobody wanted to be a shepherd. If a rich man had lots of sheep, we even see that in the stories of the Old Testament, like Job and Abraham. If rich men had a lot of sheep, he would hire shepherds. He would have his servants watch the sheep. He would never go out himself and watch the sheep. Shepherds often had no houses. Many times they had no families. They were either old men who their families had died away, or they were young men who weren't married yet, or they were children who were the sons or daughters of people who are a little bit wealthier, that they would allow their kids to go out and watch the sheep. Many times they were very poor. Often the only possessions that the shepherds would have themselves was a bag that they would carry, and they didn't have extra set of clothes. They would carry a cloak for when the weather would get cold at nighttime, or when it would rain or even snow there. They had a cloak made out of sheepskin. Oftentimes the shepherds smelled a lot like sheep. You know, they didn't smell good. They were dirty. They were filthy. They didn't have a change of clothes, and you know that if you don't have a change of clothes, you wear the same clothes every day. And, you know, if you wear that same school uniform all week long at school, eventually you need to wash that school uniform, don't you? All right, it begins to smell. You know, after the end of the day, if I've sweated a lot, I can't wear the same shirt the next day. Maybe you can, maybe you smell better than I do, but I can't. And if I did wear the same shirt on a Wednesday that I wore on a Sunday, some of you may not want to shake my hand. All right? But that's what shepherds were. They smelled bad. They smelled like the sheep. And we have this idea of shepherds. And you see it even in the manger scene here and other mangers that we look at. You see the shepherds, they're wearing all these robes. And they don't look that bad. And they look kind of almost like the wise men, except for maybe they wearing different colored robes. That's not what shepherds were. If you saw a shepherd, you would know it right away. You would know that there's something different about him. I tried to think of what occupation would best match up with the shepherd here. And probably for us, and I know this may seem like a stretch, but probably for us, if you've ever seen a man on the side of the road picking up empty bottles, that would be pretty much similar to what a shepherd would both look like and how he would be treated in society back at these times that Jesus was born. They were almost just above a homeless person. They would make a little bit of money, just enough to survive, really just enough to buy the things that they needed, but they weren't really well thought of. And it wasn't a job that you would aspire to be. Nobody wanted to be a shepherd. When I was a young kid, probably about 5 or 6, we lived up on a hill, and there was a road that went in front of our house. And I would play out in our yard, and in front of our house on that road, the garbage truck would go by. And of course, if you ever seen a garbage truck, those guys would hang off the side, the back of the garbage truck. And as a young kid, I thought, man, I would love to be a garbage truck worker because you get to hang on the back of trucks, right? I mean, what beats that job? You know, I guess I'd never seen fire trucks before, but I thought that was the greatest job in the world. You get to hang off the back of a truck, you know. But I was probably one of the few people in my area that wanted to be a trash collector, one of the garbage men. Nobody really wants that job. You get dirty. You pick up trash, you know. You do get to hang off the back of trucks, but I suppose in the grander picture, the bigger picture, maybe that's an overestimated thing for me. But as a young kid, I wanted to be a garbage collector because I could hang off the back of trucks. But of course, now I've changed my ideals. You know, I've hopefully aimed a little bit higher than that. But that's how shepherds were looked at back in this time. They smelled like sheep. They would stay with the sheep all the time. Oftentimes in cold weather, during the rain, they would take the sheep even into caves and spend the night with the sheep there. And they would, of course, act, you know, along with those sheep, they could protect them and things like that. Oftentimes they would even share their food and share some of the things with the sheep if there was lots of snow on the ground. In fact, some of the conditions that they lived in made the shepherds, often they were sickly. Often they had some diseases and things like that, had medical problems that they couldn't get taken care of because they spent all the time outside and all the time in harsh conditions and in the weather. And yet, in John chapter 10, verse 11, there's that beautiful passage where Jesus says that He's the Good Shepherd and that He would give His life as a shepherd would for His sheep. And while we look on that passage, we think, man, that's a great thing that Jesus is our shepherd, really. For Jesus to make Himself to be a shepherd for us is a reach for Jesus Christ. That He made Himself to be a man. He made Himself to be our shepherd. So often, and I forgot to mention this, they also weren't very educated. Most of them didn't have any education at all, couldn't read or write. So they would never be able to advance out of their area, out of their expertise of watching sheep. And then, of course, of all the places to be born, you know, why did Jesus choose Bethlehem? Why did God have Bethlehem there? Of course, it was in the prophecies. The prophecies needed to be fulfilled. But why not Jerusalem? Or why not Rome? Why not one of the palaces of a rich person? Why not to be born into a rich family? And yet, out of all the people If you hear the news, the first people that heard the news of Jesus being born were shepherds. It wasn't Herod. It wasn't Caesar. It wasn't the high priest. It wasn't the Pharisees. But it was shepherds that heard the news. The lowest working class of the time of Jesus Christ. And as Jesus Christ refers to himself as the Good Shepherd, he's also the King of Kings, and yet he refers to himself as that Great Shepherd in Hebrews. And as the Good Shepherd in John chapter 10, he was both God and he was both man. What a beautiful picture for us. Here these two things are that Jesus was. He was both God and man. And they were best described for the Jews of this time as a king and a shepherd. What a picture that God would humble himself to be called a shepherd for us. It's an amazing thing for me. And here outside of Bethlehem, these angels come to tell shepherds. God comes to man. God becomes a man. And these angels go and tell shepherds, probably the least respected group of their time. And they tell them these good tidings of great joy. Jesus didn't come as a king. He didn't come in a palace, not to a rich family, not to huge fanfare, but he came as a baby in a manger to a poor family and really to shepherds, to people that are like us. The shepherds were also the first to go and tell everyone around Bethlehem that a Savior was born. They were the first group of people that actually carried the message. And really, if we want to use the terminology, these shepherds, the most unsuspected people, became the first missionaries of the birth of Jesus Christ. And you look at verse 20 there that we read, the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen. I think about this too, and this is a little bit humorous for me. Can you imagine that Mary is there? It's dark out. She's in a manger. She doesn't have electricity. She probably just has some kind of oil lamp, like a candle. And there's Mary. She's just had the baby. She's probably tired. She's probably exhausted. They're probably in a dirty condition. And the two things that you want if you've just had a baby, I know that when my wife had our children, the one thing that she wanted was rest and cleanness, you know. You know, we wanted to get some sleep. And, of course, we're excited about having the baby. We're excited about that. We want to tell people about that. But the two things we probably need the most are some cleanliness and some sleep, some rest. And here she is. She's already struggling with the childbirth, and she's already had the baby. And she's had to settle for a manger because there's not any room. And here out of the darkness come these shepherds. You know, they don't smell good. They smell like sheep. And probably the shepherds were more at home at the manger than Mary and Joseph were. These shepherds weren't out of place. It was probably Mary and Joseph and the baby that were out of place at the manger. And of course, they realized what was going on. Their shepherd king was there watching over them. And I want you to understand that we have no choice, as these shepherds did, but to go out and to praise God. And that brings us to our main point tonight, that we must praise God. And at this time, where we remember Jesus being born in a manger, that we must praise God for what he's done for us. You know, these shepherds realized something that we often take for granted, something that we think about at Christmas time, but it really oftentimes goes over our heads without us really thinking about that, that God had become a man, that he gave up heaven and all that was there to become flesh, to become like us, to become our great shepherd. Look over at Hebrews chapter 13. I'll read this quickly. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 says this, "Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." It's interesting that Jesus is called the great shepherd of the sheep. He calls us the sheep, and yet he's our great shepherd. What a beautiful picture that is of how God became man. And who better could comprehend what it was for a king of kings to become a shepherd to become their great shepherd than these shepherds who came to visit him. I mean, they understood that they were not outcasts of society, but on the lower end of society. They understood that they weren't rich. They understood that they would never get into the palaces that were around them, or the palaces of Jerusalem, or the palaces in the cities that were close by to them. They weren't even invited into some of the areas of some of the towns. They couldn't even come close to the temple in the conditions that they were in normally. They would have to wash and change their clothes to be able to even to get access into the temple. And yet, their Messiah came there in a manger. And I want you to understand that as we praise Him tonight for what He's done for us, the first thing that we can praise Him for is for His love. I want you to understand that these shepherds understood what it was like to love sheep. That a shepherd would love his sheep even more than himself. Enough to die for the sheep. You understand in John chapter 10:15, we'll come back to this, that Jesus promised to die for us. That He was going to give His life for us. These shepherds understood that. These shepherds' requirement of being a shepherd was that they would at times put themselves at risk in front of the sheep, in between the sheep and danger. Sheep aren't smart. They aren't clean. It takes a lot to love a sheep. I've used this example before where I've had to watch Pastor Jimmy's dog, Charlotte. Now, I like Charlotte, and I try to take care of Charlotte the best that we can when Pastor Jimmy's gone. And as much as I like Charlotte, if Charlotte was to run out on the road in front of a truck, I have to say that it would be a stretch for me to run out and try to save Charlotte if I thought that would risk my life. Now, I mean, I would try to save Charlotte. I would try to call Charlotte back in. I would try to stop Charlotte, try to stop the truck. But I doubt that I would throw myself in front of a truck to save Charlotte's life. Now, if I did that, Pastor Jimmy, you probably, and I died, and Charlotte, you know, make sure Charlotte, you know, has a good home, make her a nice bed, you know, feed her well for my sake, you know. But I'm probably not going to do that, all right? Now, as strange as it would be for us to jump in front of a truck or in front of a car to save a dog on the street, that these shepherds would take care of their sheep. And that sheep are dumb animals. In fact, they're not as smart as dogs. Sheep wander off. In fact, they'll just wander off and fall off cliffs. That's not very smart. They'll just wander off and get stuck in sand and get stuck in brambles and get stuck in bushes and things, and the shepherds have to constantly watch after sheep. It's almost like having little retarded animals that get stuck everywhere and keep getting into trouble. And you have to imagine that to love a sheep so much that you would risk your life, what great love that is. And these shepherds would understand that, as Jesus would say, "I'm your shepherd." That's an insult to us. He calls us retarded animals. You know that? But at the same time, what great love God has for us. So as these shepherds come, they understand what Jesus is saying as He calls Himself their shepherd, what the Messiah was to be. The next thing that we see that these shepherds could praise God for, not just for His love, but also for His provision. His provision for us. These shepherds could understand what it was like to sacrifice comforts for their sheep. They would sacrifice safety to make sure that the sheep had water and food. Oftentimes in these areas there would be droughts. In fact, they would have to take the sheep over areas of dry land, over areas of desert, to get to the next area of green grass or to get to the next watering hole. And so the shepherds themselves would carry water. And I've had experience of carrying water that I would need, as me and Pastor Jimmy shared this, of carrying water for hikes. And water's heavy. And I'm saying water weighs, you know, about 8 pounds a gallon. And I know that's not converted into liters and things, but roughly 2 pounds a liter. And to carry that water. And they would carry these leather bags that would hold several liters of water, enough liters not for them, but they would give it to the sheep. And oftentimes they would go without water. They would suffer themselves without water to make sure that the sheep got the next watering hole. Shepherds would also carry food. And they would go without food if they could feed the sheep, if they could take care of the sheep. In the wintertime, it would snow, and oftentimes snow would cover the ground. In fact, one story I ran across was that there was a big snowstorm that came through the area of Syria right beside Israel in the 1800s, and literally hundreds of thousands of sheep died, not from exposure to the cold, because the shepherds would take them into caves, make sure that they wouldn't die of cold, but because the snow would cover their grazing ground. So shepherds would oftentimes carry food during wintertime, and as snow would cover the ground, they would feed the sheep. They would break down branches and strip off the leaves and feed them to the sheep. They would even sweep away the snow with brooms made out of sticks to expose the ground so the sheep could eat the grass that was underneath the snow. They would suffer themselves without food so that the sheep would be able to stay alive. These shepherds could understand God's provision as Jesus equates himself as being a shepherd. And understand that Jesus also provides for us, not just our daily needs of food and our physical need of water, but he also provides our salvation for us. He gave his life for us to be saved. A third thing that these shepherds are able to understand, and that these shepherds were able to comprehend, as they watched this little baby, their Messiah, in a manger, they were able to understand that they could praise him for his protection, not just praise him for his love, not just praise him for his provision, but also praise him for his protection. They could understand what it meant to protect the sheep. They could understand the protection that their Messiah was to give to them. Story in the Old Testament of David, King David in the Old Testament talks about how he killed a lion to protect his sheep, how he then killed a bear to protect his sheep. Again, shepherds would watch over the sheep. No matter what conditions were going on, they were to give their lives for the sheep. In fact, in the Old Testament law, there's conditions even in the Old Testament of law of what to do if a shepherd's sheep were killed. If he had the responsibility of watching someone else's sheep, and those sheep were somehow killed, there was even a responsibility that he had to repay those sheep if it was his negligence. And part of his requirement was to make sure that those sheep were protected, that those sheep were not in danger. And if they came into danger, he was to stand between the sheep and danger. Shepherds would watch over the mother sheep as they gave birth, as they were vulnerable. They would even carry the baby sheep as they had just been born so they wouldn't be left behind as the sheep would move around. They would carry them until they were able to walk and stay up with the rest of the herd. And even as the young sheep would struggle to keep up with the herd over difficult areas, the shepherd would often tuck a sheep inside his clothing so he could make a sling out of his clothing to carry the little sheep. The shepherds would round up strays. They would help the hurt sheep. They would gather sheep into protected enclosures at night and use themselves as the gate to protect the sheep from the things that were outside. And they even had caves that they would take them to into winter storms. And the shepherds would lay at the front of the caves during the storm. These first visitors to the manger could understand, probably better than anyone else, what a sacrifice it was for the King of Kings become a shepherd for us. Understanding that love, that provision, that protection, that a shepherd would give his life for the sheep, it caused them to glorify and to praise God. Jesus came as a baby in a manger to be our great shepherd